This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, three-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you want to remake a movie, I got the best one that no one's ever thought of.
And how about a for-profit high school football league and Cleveland already lost a team?
Ah, sounds repulsive. It's all coming up during the emerging podcast scene presented by Extend Technologies on 92.3 The Fan Extra on the free Odyssey app.
The first 4 hours were simply an amuse-bouche.
I'm stuffed. I can't remember the last time I ate this much.
Sure you don't want no dessert?
Not for me.
I'm good.
Your table is now ready for Carmen and Lima's emerging podcast scene.
And we're brought to you by Extend Technologies, XTENDAV.com. That's XTENDAV.com. Hello, Tone.
Hey, Kenny. Podcast back in action. Here we go.
Yes, indeed.
This is what it's all about right
indeed.
Here.
Yes, indeed. I have a very interesting story here to start off the podcast.
Bring it.
We're brought to you by Extend again. You wanted to discuss this during the podcast, so here we go. There is somebody trying to start what looks like a pro football league for high school kids, which sounds about every bit as greasy as you'd think, to be honest with you. This is from On3. This is a college football website, and they also have an NIL arm that has all this stuff here and about it, and it's from Pete Nakos, who says Brian Woods, a man named Brian Woods, the founder of the Spring League, and a recent iteration of the USFL, I get them all mixed up, the UFL, the USFL, yeah. The USFL announced the formation of an 11-on-11 high school football league with loose NIL rules last June. Plans are still in place for the Prep Super League to debut next month, with a regular season opener scheduled for April 27th, so they're moving. He said he anticipates 400 players to participate across 12 teams with three divisions. His goal is to expand to 16 to 30 teams. However, that wouldn't make 30 different markets because it is expressly written in here. Plans were in place for Cleveland. A team based in Cleveland.
We had it. It was ripped away, Kenny, for Denver.
But the state of Ohio has not altered its NIL policy. Instead, he sold a franchise to Denver. Nevada enacted language in August to allow NIL at the high school level, opening up the Las Vegas market. There you go.
My first thought, how is this going to make money?
How is this going to stay open?
Who cares about this? Why? Well, I hate to say it. It's a developmental league, whatever. We have a developmental league. We have
high school and college football.
We have high school and college football. It's been a very good method. It's been free labor for years. Think about it, if you're a college coach and you're Nick Saban over the years, where do you go to find your talent? And in the social media age, you don't even have to go. It's just available for you. And guys come to you. Like, you don't have to do anything. It's never been easier. So what is the need for this?
I have a very bad feeling about this. This seems to be very, like, if he's selling the franchises already,
yeah,
then where does this not turn into a scheme of, I get money for a franchise, and then whatever happens, happens. Like, apparently they've sold franchises. Again, the word sell franchise is there to Las Vegas. So somebody has bought a franchise of whatever, okay? And this is tied loosely to NIL, so it has, they will set, you know, set the follow college rules. Teams can hold 2 minimal contact, 90-minute practices a week with walkthroughs and games scheduled on Saturdays. Quote, we've been engaging the top high school coaches in these markets because we want able to be able to support traditional high school football, Woods said. There's some goodwill to build by bringing in established coaches, ones that have been in their markets and have been doing a lot of good for their players for many years to come. We are going to be announcing all of our head coaches here in the next couple of weeks. So all that stuff is there. They say NIL collectives can play a role. So it says 8 of the 12 markets allow high schoolers to profit off their NIL and remain eligible. Florida and Texas still prohibit name, image, and likeness, but Woods believes there's still a way for athletes in those states to profit. If a player in a state like Florida wants to participate in NIL with the Prep Super League and make that a senior season or forego remaining high school eligibility, then they could very well choose to do that.
You know what I'm hearing?
Do we all not see the problems here? Well, we're all seeing it?
I see a bunch of problems. Okay. Is this for just seniors, by the way?
It doesn't say that.
Because
it says, use that as a senior season, or in this article, the quote, use that as a senior season or forego eligibility.
Okay, I don't want to sound naive.
So you're going to have a sophomore do this?
Right, I don't want to sound naive. Where is the education component of this? Kids are going to just what?
Get a GED?
Right, they're gonna forgo their senior year, and the reason I ask,
are you gonna be homeschooled?
Yeah, you can. I mean, I told you I read that book, Friday Night Lies, and you saw the documentary. I think I have not seen the documentary.
I've never heard of the Bishop Sycamore thing.
No, I've not seen the documentary.
All right, so the Bishop Sycamore story, what they were banking on, what the coaches that put this together were banking on, being able to get a bunch of kids and get them college exposure, but. After reading the book, my takeaway, and I think everyone's takeaway would be, and after hearing about the story, was, yeah, they tried to get the churches involved. They tried to get accreditation from schools. They had the kids living in hotels, and then they were getting evicted from hotels because bills weren't being paid. They had a bunch of team building exercises, and none of the vendors that housed these exercises were getting paid. It ended up being a for-profit for the people running the team. So if you have for-profit high school football in the spring as a developmental camp, a scouting camp, everybody's trying to make money. They're going to promise the kids that they're going to get NIL deals. They won't get any. They won't get any. Guys, colleges.
What's the market
guys,
for this?
In college, they're reneging on the NIL deals.
Yes.
They are reneging on the NIL deals. Kids are getting promised to go to certain programs, and they never get the money. There's no standards. There's no organization. There's no oversight. And so if they're not getting that in college with all the video cameras and the microscope on these guys, what the hell do they think is going to happen at this level? This is so seedy in every way. You're going to promise a bunch of kids, and they're going to move to towns that have this. And then there's going to be no education component. And half these teams are going to fall apart in the middle of the season. I don't know how anybody can take this seriously.
So
until proven otherwise.
Somebody tweeted me a great point on this. Joe Lodanowski, who I believe is a radio personality in Pennsylvania, says, can't help but wonder what happens when the players get exposed, when they lose their scholarships, will they lose the money? Will they also lose the money? Mm. And my whole thought is, you know, somebody's right about this. If you, like, say you are all set up, say you're going to go to, like, LSU, and they already got the NIL set up for you and everything. And you have, because let's not be ridiculous here. If a kid has, already verbalied to LSU in his junior year. You know, you got this senior season that's coming. This is an option for one of them. However, what if you get exposed?
Yeah, they're gonna withdraw. They're gonna lose you so fast.
Guys like Bill Green, like what they do is a very hard thing to do, because you're trying to put stars on players that you see, but they also understand that there's guys who grow into their bodies. There's guys that you hit on. Like, yeah, I would say a lot of them end up four stars or four stars. They end up being four stars. They end up being great players. Five stars, same deal. But there's also players that, you know, they're four stars now, and then everybody else grows. Well, what if you just see some kid who's a quarterback and he gets his top blown off by this league, and then all of a sudden it's like, well, yeah, you were going to go to LSU. We can get you into Toledo. And you can, as somebody had tweeted out at me, we'll get you into Toledo, and you have no NIL. Like, part of it is like, hey, you got to get something while you can. But this seems to be forest before the trees. And are you taking advantage of desperate situations
here? You are absolutely doing it.
Okay.
And that was part of the issue. I told you with that book, kids, they were getting kids from Canada and kids from upstate New York, or kids from actually New York City, who they were promised, hey, come here, you're going to get exposure, you're going to play some of the top programs like IMG Academy. You're going to play them, you're going to get on the map, and then next thing you know, Nick Saban's going to come calling. And you know what? Kids' parents were like, I guess I got to do it. I want my kid to prosper. I'm going to put him on a bus. We're going to send him there. Then the kid is not going to any school. There's no education to it. And then the whole thing falls apart. So I don't know. Is there private equity money behind this or something? Who are the investors in this? Because this is going to take a lot of money. But if there's no oversight, if nobody is watching the individuals that are hosting this.
But again, what is the market? They say that they will provide, like there is a, like you can get in and watch online. Who's watching this?
Nobody.
Well, excuse me. There's people who are really into recruiting who are watching it.
Mm-hmm.
How big of a market is that?
Very small. Very niche.
Exactly. So are you going to make any of that money? If you have 400 players, think
just
about this.
Connor Stallions and all his boys, right? Yeah.
They'll be watching like a hawk.
So why are you playing in this league? If you're one of these 400 players, you don't care about eligibility requirements. That's one of it. Okay. All right. Fine. All right. I mean, not all of you are adults, but you're free to think what you want to think. Okay. So there's no eligibility requirements. You are trying to take some money. Okay. I can get that too. But where's the money coming from? Are you guaranteed the money later on? Like, are you going to be guaranteed? This seems to be really greasy. And I'm like, I was waiting for you to give me the thing. Because when we brought up, I remember I felt this way about NIL in the state of Ohio. And you kind of backed me into a corner and into a box that was hard for me to get out of. Because I get worried about, what I get worried about is that there's a kid who goes to like Ohio State. All right, if he really wants to, you know what? He can decide to break all his commitments or whatever, and he can go to LSU or he can go to Florida State or whatever, and what are they going to do? Are they going to ask for the money back? Okay, but then that's definitely going to get out in the media that you're asking for some of the money back. But who knows? Maybe that it's still, you're an adult. It's free willing. You're allowed to do that. Fine. But I always got worried about, okay, Ken Carmen Datsun, I'm just thinking of a brand I'm not going to hurt, Ken Carmen Datsun is paying you $5,000 a month during the football season to sign autographs at my car dealership because I want my local high school football team to do well.
Mm-hmm.
All right, well, that means that you have to come and sign autographs at my kid's birthday. And not only that, you're not just going to sign those autographs. You're going to come on vacation with us because my son wants to brag about you, like that type of thing. And so now you're beholden to me for that money. And I think on very young people or on their parents who might be in a desperate situation in their own right or not seeing the forest for the trees, that could put them in a bad spot. I mean, an 18-year-old is still an 18-year-old, no matter how protective of them you want to be. An adult is still an adult. And the only thing you can really do is give good advice. But a child, that's different. So that's why I got worried about it. You went, well, and you and several other people made points where I was maybe being a little bit of a, and I'll use this term again for the second time today, a bit of a Chicken Little about it. All right, but this seems to be, again, what is the market? There's market for high school football in Ohio. Those are brand names. Ignatius, just using a name, is a brand name. I don't know any of these teams or care. I don't care. Do you care?
Yeah, I mean, there even used to be,
Owen?
You want to talk about market?
No.
I remember when the Army All-American game was a big deal on network TV. And part of it was a lot of the big-time players and five-star recruits would announce their decision. Right. That is over. I
mean, and it's also one game.
It's one game. And now that's over. There's almost no need for that game whatsoever. And all the kids, you know, are going to already know which college you're going to. There's no drama to it or one big aha moment. He's going to this school. So, I'm with you. I don't see the market. If anything, I think this is going to have the wrong, desperate type of feel to it. And, hey, by all means, if kids want to and kids and families have gotten together, they've conversed and they've discussed these situations and they're confident that this is the right move for them. I don't ever want to deny anybody opportunities. I'm just telling you that the odds are not in their favor that they're going to be any better off for joining a league like this.
And if you're in a state like Ohio where we do not allow adolescent NIL, and you say, I'm going to do this, I'm going to move, do you lose your – it appears in this article you lose your eligibility.
I think you would.
So you go to this league. Say you're a junior. Because there are people listed on here that are playing in this thing or committed to play in this
thing. Yeah.
And there are 2027 classes.
Right.
So that's like a sophomore, isn't it?
24, well, yeah, 25. And that's not a written commitment either. That is a...
Yeah, well, they haven't played in anything yet.
They've gotten an offer and said, I'm going to your school. Yeah. But that could all change, too.
Yeah.
You could screw kids out of their college eligibility on this.
That's what I'm
saying. Or at least their, you know, I saw one, there was a quarterback that is committed to Penn State. He's a three-star guy. I don't remember his name offhand. But if that kid goes and, you know, has a bad attitude, has a bad season, has the league just folds on him and Penn State forgets about him, he's lost that commitment, right?
It just seems to be very short-sighted for a player. That's what it plays out to me, and I need to know the market because all these again, a spring football league, we always wax poetically about the old USFL. And we don't ever want to see it was kind of waning a little bit towards the end, but and there were problems behind that. I mean, I've seen the Small Potatoes documentary.
Proved they had plenty of players in that league that went to the NFL and succeeded.
Yes. And I think we underrate, or we don't even underrate, because this is this guy has to know what this is all about because he started out other leagues before. So is this just a way that if you can get other people, because you're selling a dream that's just, to me, not feasible. College football is brand names. The NFL is brand names.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.
School football is a brand name. People care about the Avon Lake Shoremen. I have no affinity towards some fictitious team that would have been here in Cleveland. So who's watching? And if you're not having anybody watch and you're not selling any advertising, who's investing on the NIL?
Yeah, where's the money coming
from? And then
from?
If you're talking about the NIL, well then, I hate to bring this up, but we've heard about this type of thing before. Is there such a thing as loan sharking almost when it comes to NIL? Yeah, sure. I'll give you the $100,000 to train. There will be points when you make it. Is there something like that?
Yeah, because currently how the system works, as someone who has conversed, Kenny, you have too, with agents, is normally agents just float that money. Oftentimes the agents never get it back.
They never get it back.
So now you're actually just like almost like a type of, you know, subsidized loan from the federal government. I mean, you have to pay it back. You have to pay those loans back. And in this case, these athletes would have to pay it back, and they would be behind the eight ball from moment one, especially if they sustained any horrific injuries and cannot go out there and actually earn, you know, with their talents.
That's rough.
Somebody tell us where we're wrong. I'm curious. Feel free to hit us up.
I have many questions.
Let us know if we're wrong, because
none of them go to good places.
I think me and you, I think our issue is something like this sounds great on paper.
I mean,
hey, if high school kids can start to make some money and get in front of the right eyeballs.
Well, if my son came to me and said, Dad, there's this league and I really want to do it, and I think I have what it takes, I would tell him absolutely not.
No, yeah, exactly. But I also think, like, there was a kid in Shaker Heights who got suspended for doing a 7-on-7. And this made me think about this. He got suspended for a game for doing a 7-on-7. You know, where do I draw that line? Where do I draw that line? Because when I see that he's suspended for a 7-on-7, I go, yeah, because the OHSAA wasn't making anything on that. That's why they suspended him. That's why I got upset. Mm-hmm. Because I hate this. When it comes to football, I'm starting to not blame coaches for fighting fire with fire. Because in every other sport, like, we sit there and we talk, like Christian McCaffrey, I think Christian McCaffrey, they just quoted him. He played like four sports. And, you know, it's amazing. He's the son of Ed McCaffrey. His dad was a professional football player. He knows the score. But damn it, we talked about this, Owen, you and I, ad nauseum, to the point where I'm sure Lima, eventually you'll care. I know you don't care now. But I told you, specialization is something that we say we want to avoid just so we sound good to people in public. When it actually comes down to the nitty-gritty, we specialize everything. So I look at football and I go, well, that seems to be the one where nobody wants to specialize. You have wrestling all year round, you have baseball all year round, you have basketball all year round, you now have lacrosse all year round, you have hockey all year round, everything else is all year round. But for football, see, you can't do football all year round. You can't organize all year round. And I looked at 7-on-7, I go, well, if everybody else is going to do this, why can't football fight fire with fire? Why can't you specialize football if you want to?
I think there's a lot of those leagues around. You just don't know about them.
Okay, but I get bothered by it. And so I see that guy, and he gets suspended for a game. Okay, why does he get suspended for a game? So I also have to figure out, all right, this just seems to be too greasy. But where's the line of where it's not greasy, where you can just go ahead and you can concentrate on your football? I'm sure that kids have been doing it for years and years and years and years, but how do you organize those activities? How do you organize a 7-on-7 in the spring that you can do and protect your football interests?
Yeah, and the issue, you know, almost the largest issue I would say is we have for-profit everything now, and obviously professional sports for-profit. But we all understand, like, adults are signing on the dotted line,
right,
and everybody's getting something out of it, out of that arrangement. At college, we have learned over time that while colleges are technically nonprofit, at least most of them, except Grand Canyon University, most of them are nonprofit. There is money to be made, and administrators are making a lot of money, so probably players should be able to make some money while they're fixing that. When we are talking about youth sports being totally for profit, and you know, Owen, you've been around this, and you're about to see it, Ken. We understand there are pitfalls to that, and what you don't want are kids to be taken advantage of. And I can't see any other way that this goes other than kids getting taken advantage of.
Well,
teenagers.
I've seen it in the things that my kids do, and it's taken advantage of in the sense that we pay our money sometimes to go to events for different sports. You know, I've seen it in multiple sports, and you show up and it's not exactly what was sold to you. And you're like, mom and dad are out money, and that sucks. But, you know, I'm out, at the most, I've been out $100 on something that I thought, oh, this was going to be really cool. But my kids still are going to school and going to have a high school diploma.
Right. Yeah.
And yeah. I mean, you're going to ruin some kid's life.
Yeah. They're going to go.
It's not,
they could potentially. Right. You know, these are formative years for them, and you're right. If all of a sudden, that's what happened to these Bishop Sycamore kids.
Right.
They left the high school that they were in,
yeah,
sold on a dream, And some of them just never went back to school.
And it's not just even the ruining their educational aspect. You're ruining their trust. I mean, this is deep-seated stuff.
Exactly.
Where you're ruining their ability to believe in the humanity to an extent, you know?
Yeah, that anybody's looking out for them.
Right.
So they're selling this on, you're going to get in front of the right people. You're going to get NIL deals when all your classmates are struggling and get on school lunches and all that.
And even then, the Bishop Sycamore thing, you know, I think those guys, there was a moment in time where they were like, this is going to be great for everybody. We're going to benefit. These kids are going to benefit. Yeah. We're going to be the next IMG. That was their big deal.
I honestly believe they thought that.
And they thought that until, you know, it became, well, now we just need money for us.
Yeah, bills are due.
Yeah.
We have bills to pay.
How do I stay afloat?
Which happens to everybody.
Yeah.
So what happens to this when there aren't the eyeballs they think there are going to be? There's not the frenzy for top-notch five-star recruit football in April.
I can't imagine there is. I cannot imagine there is. I just don't. When you have NIL for college football, you have business owners, titans of industry who graduated from these universities who are competitive and want to win. They graduated from Ohio State and Alabama and Tennessee and all across Oklahoma. Oklahoma State with T. Boone Pickens. Good God. I mean, I don't want to sound morbid, but what if he was 20 years younger? Yeah. Could you imagine? So you have these opportunities, but there's passion there. There's a tug at the heartstrings. What is this? It's nothing. So I mean, people get all high and mighty about their freedom of choice and things like that. Yeah, guys, I get that. But there's also making the right decision for young people who sometimes don't know when to make the right decision. And again, an 18-year-old's an 18-year-old. There ain't much I can do. I can try to influence them. I can give them the best advice. But ultimately, they have to make their own decision. I can't leave this in the hands of my 15-year-old. There ain't no way. Ain't no way.
Mm-hmm. But you,
unless I am in a desperate situation and I have to make money off my 15-year-old, which is
desperation,
difficult, but that's sometimes real life.
But I think we are of the mindset that we've dealt with some of these precarious individuals.
Yeah,
and so we know the warning signs. You know, yes. Some of these kids are not, and nobody's looking out for them. So I don't know. I think we understand where we're going.
It's pretty rough. Got anything else? What you got?
Well, I want to tell you, NFL plans to play on Christmas Day again in 2024, even though the holiday falls on a Wednesday. Folks, you are one step closer to football on every day of the week that ends in Y. Football Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Kenny, your thoughts?
Reminds me of the Moonanites. Oh, God, Lyman does not get. Do you ever hear the Moonanites?
No.
Aqua Teen Hunger Force. There is a. It's
Do
almost,
we need Jeff Thomas in here?
No, he wouldn't know it.
No.
I don't think he'd know it. No. We watched Aqua Teen Hunger Force. Owen's a soul that's just so close to me. That's probably why we hate each other at times, but also get along so very well. We only hate each other for like 2 minutes at a time, once every like 3 weeks. But Aqua Teen Hunger Force is this show that we used to get off of work and then go, you know, go look at a car and then watch and eat pizza and stuff like that. And it's with a, did you know the concept of Aqua Teen Hunger Force? Mm-hmm. Okay. So it was a meat wad, a
Master Shake
was Frylock. A big giant milkshake, Frylock, which was a thing of fries, an order of fries.
Of course, Carl was
And they
neighbor.
Lived next door to Carl, who was like he was a pervert and lived next door. And who did this to my freaking car? Like he was a Jersey guy. And they were created by this doctor, this crazy guy. And every now and then they'd run across him, right? And one of the episodes, they ran into actually the Moonanites were in several episodes. One of the episodes were these people from the moon called the Moonanites, and they showed up and they talked like this, and they were like, basically they look like Tetris.
The bigger one, yeah.
Yeah, they look like Tetris.
Smaller one had a much higher
and
voice.
And so they would not, I cannot believe I'm using this as the example. They would like knock on the door, they were talking, like they started a gang. And one of the, I cannot, the look Lyme is giving me like, okay. They started a gang, and they needed a name of the gang, and one of like the robots got stuck saying the days of the week, and so they decided to call themselves Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. So they were like knocking on doors trying to rob people. They were, "We are Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday," and like everybody would do it, and it was just this. I mean, you kind of had to be stoned to enjoy it, but like, all right, I'm just gonna come out and say it, all right? But that's what it reminds me of. That's what it reminds me of.
And we're gonna get football every day of the week. It's coming, Kenny. It's coming.
That one time I watched the Family Guy, and when they did the cutaway to Hannity and Combs, okay. And Combs, what was that, Droopy Dog?
Yes. I remember that.
Yeah, they did Droopy Dog, and I could not stop laughing. I was crying, tears poor streaming Combs. Down my face. R.I.P. When they showed him his, okay, I guess you win again. It was one of the funniest things I've ever seen. That, I remember I was eating ice cream, and then my buddy who had three female roommates, one of them came home, and I had eaten her ice cream. This is back before I was a big fatty. I had eaten her ice cream, and I was hiding from her in her own room. So I locked the door to her room, and she's like, "Ken, let me in my room." I'm like, "No, you can't come in here." And I'm sitting there eating the ice cream. It was fun. Yeah. I don't want to play on Thursdays. I don't want NFL football on Thursdays.
Wednesdays.
Or excuse me, Wednesdays. Sorry, Wednesday. I don't want an NFL football game on a Wednesday.
We already play on Thursday.
Yeah, I know we already play on Thursday.
That's the Browns' most successful day.
Boy, they really are. What's their record on Thursday nights? They got to be like something in one. They're really good on Thursday nights.
Yeah, they are. They won a ton of these games.
Yeah.
And then, my God, the Jets game last year was like an all-timer. That was one of the most fun games ever.
That was awesome. Are you going to see the new Roadhouse?
I want to, yes. I am going to. I still have to finish Willy Wonka.
There's a new Willy Wonka?
Yes.
Why do we have to keep making Willy
Wonka? Well, this is the prequel. This is the rise to stardom for Willy Wonka.
What do you mean?
Oh, yeah, I've watched it. Yeah.
Well, he was poor, and then he ends up...
He traveled to England from wherever, yeah.
From
I told you.
Loop of Land.
Is this Willy Wonka? No, I'm thinking of Charlie Bucket.
You're thinking of Charlie Bucket.
Yeah.
This is...
Willie also poor.
Willie was poor?
Everybody's poor.
Everybody's poor. He has to sell his chocolate.
Yep.
Really?
He's coming from a faraway place to sell his chocolate.
You think the story would be good if it was some pretentious brat that's been handed chocolate all his life just out there peddling his chocolate?
How did this become like a Batman saga?
Because we want...
How?
We want... total investment in all the stories. And for years, we're like, well, Hollywood can't come up with anything new. What are we going to do? Oh, here's what we do. We go back to what we love that was old.
And I remember
an homage to all that we love.
I remember watching the original Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory, and there was Charlie Bucket and Veruca Salt and Violet Beauregard.
Violet Beauregard.
I thought to myself, I go, these characters are great, but I want to know about Willy. I want to know where Willy's from. Mm-hmm. I want to know...
I don't
what
want to know where Willie's
Willy
from.
Tick.
That's what made Willie fun, is that you didn't know where he
was
from.
Was he the one like from Texas, or he was shooting?
That was Mike TV.
No, that was Mike TV, yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah, okay.
Yeah, like, but that was the allure of Willy Wonka, is that you really didn't know what his backstory was. And, like, what was it? Gene Wilder, brilliant, the late great one, which my buddy Danny grew his hair out, looked exactly like Gene Wilder, and he was the one who thought of doing the thing where you came out limping and then lost the cane and did the somersault, because he said, once they see that, the audience will always be questioning everything they see.
Mm-hmm.
And it was, I go, oh my God, he's right.
And
he was
also,
so right.
The people outside the gate did not know that was going to happen.
Yeah, that's it. That's so right.
In real life,
they wanted the shock and amazement.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. I was listening to that Speed podcast from All the Right Movies. You just reminded me of that. When they blew the bus up, they said that those people really did not know that that bus was going to blow up like that. And so the look that you see as the other bus is going away and they're being taken, that's real shock on like Alan Ruck's face. Like, oh my God. Said it was singeing their hairs. That's how hot it was.
Could not do that today.
No, you cannot do that today. But, watch Roadhouse and let me know. I thought if they're going to do a remake, I was looking on my phone, I was on Instagram. I saw did you ever see Duel?
Yes.
1971. Steven Spielberg's first movie.
Yeah.
That movie means so much to me because the guy's driving
the semi-truck?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The guy's driving a Plymouth Valiant. Yeah. I have a 72 Plymouth Valiant now. And I try to get in duels with semi-truck drivers.
Oh, nice.
And I go, man, if we want to remake a movie, why don't we remake this? This movie's kick ass. Duel's a great movie, man. You don't want to remake a movie, remake Duel. No?
Are we sure they haven't?
Isn't that just Jeepers Creepers?
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the Free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today.